So sometimes as a preacher, when I look at the readings, I say to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And today was one of those days. Perhaps as you heard Mary read that passage from 2 Kings, you said to yourself, what was that about? I asked the exact same question when I looked at it last evening, so I said, I've got to do some research around this in order to try to make sense of this reading. So let me introduce to you the key players. Enter Athaliah, or however you pronounce her name, she was the daughter of Queen Jezebel. You remember Jezebel, that dastardly dame who was married to Ahab, who was the king of the northern kingdom of Israel for 22 years. Well, this gal decided, remember she's the villain of our story, that she wanted to marry Jehoram. Well, actually, he wanted to marry her because he was the king of the southern kingdom of Judah. So there are these two kingdoms, Israel in the north, Judah in the south. Judah is the weaker of the two kingdoms. And so Jehoram thinks, okay, I'm going to marry this gal up north, and we're going to have an alliance going here, and this will be a good thing. Now, you need to know that this guy, Jehoram, was a bad piece of work. So he and Athaliah had a son. His name was Ahaziah. And so after dad died, Ahaziah was king for 1 year. And then a guy named Jehu killed him. Got it so far? It's so complicated, but there's no other way to tell the story. Okay, so now we've got Ahaziah is dead. Athaliah is now in Jerusalem, and she thinks to herself, goody, goody, the kingdom and the throne are all mine. My son is dead. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill all of his children. Now get this. His children means that they are her grandchildren. Okay? She's going to kill all of them because she wants to be the only person in charge. Well, she succeeds in killing all but one, Joash. Joash is a baby at the time. So he is sequestered by his great aunt. And her name is Jehosheba. She is Jehoram's sister, and therefore the sister-in-law of Athaliah. And who thought that soap operas were developed in the 20th century? I mean, this is like as much as a soap opera as anything you've ever seen on whatever it's called. Daughters of Our Lives, whatever those things are. Okay, so for 6 years, this little guy, Joash, is hit, all right? And during that time, Athaliah is able to wreak havoc in Jerusalem. A year later, though, when Joash is 7, the chief priest, a man by the name of Jehoiada, brought together all of the captains of the elite guard. Okay, so these are the equivalent of the Swiss guard in Rome, all right? They're called the Karens. And so the priest says, I've got a plan. It's now time to reveal Joash and to make him king. And by the way, I happen to have all of the armor of King David. All of his swords, all of his spears. Get together all of the guard. I'm going to distribute all of the armor, spears, swords, etc. And then we are going to surround the temple with all of these guards. And not only the temple, we're going to surround the altar as well. And I'm going to bring out this little boy who's 7 years old, and we are going to make him king. Well, all of this happens, except Athaliah gets word of this, and she cries foul. But the priest is kind of like an umpire, and he says, foul my eye, you are out, you are dead. And he ends up killing her. Not in the temple, but at the entrance to the king's house. Okay, so what's all of this about? Well, now we're getting to the heart of the story. And the heart of the story is found in this verse. Then he, Jehoiada, the priest, brought out the king's son, and he put a crown on him and gave him the covenant. This is the key verse in the whole story, that the priest gave to Joash the covenant. What is the covenant that the priest gave to him? And we have to turn over to the book of Deuteronomy in the 17th chapter, at verse 18 to 20. Let me just read this. And these are the words that had been given to Moses that each king was to follow. When he, that is the king, has taken the throne of his kingdom, he shall have a copy of the law written for him in the presence of the Levitical priest. What's the law? It's the Torah. It's the first five books of the Old Testament. It shall remain with him. Listen to this. This is the king who's supposed to do this. And the king will read it every day of his life, so that he may learn to do two things: to fear God and to diligently observe all the words of these laws and these statutes. Now listen to the next part. The king is not to exalt himself above other members of the community, nor is he to turn aside from the commandment, either to the right or to the left, so that he and his descendants may reign long over the kingdom of Israel. Do you get it? The whole point about these kings is that they were to be servant kings like King Jesus. They were to daily read the Torah. They were to fear God. They were to observe the words of the law. Now, if you've ever read 1 and 2 Kings, it is one sad story. In the north, hardly any of the kings, well, I don't think any of them actually followed God. In the south, which is the line of King David, there was the occasional king who did. What about Joash? What kind of a king was he? Remember, he became king when he was 7 years old. Well, we turn over one more chapter to 2 Kings 12, and there we find the answer. In the 7th year of Jehu, he was the king up north, Joash began his reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Now listen to this. And Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all of the days of his life. And here's the key part: because the priest Jehoiada instructed him. Isn't that beautiful? Here was a humble man who all his life was open to the instruction of this priest who had made him king when he was 7 years old. He was a king who, in the words of Jesus from today's gospel, had the right treasure in his heart. Athaliah, on the other hand, had a heart and an eye that lusted for power, and she was suspicious of everyone. She epitomized the Lord's conclusion in today's gospel: if the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Her grandson, on the other hand, had a healthy eye because he learned that the fear of the Lord is at the heart of his life, and he was able to keep his laws. In today's college, the church prays, "Oh God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped up in the darkness of error, but always to be seen to stand in the bright light of the truth." Today's Old Testament lesson shows us one wrapped up in the darkness of error, Athaliah, and one who was clothed in the brightness of the truth, Joash. Beloved, this is a cautionary tale for all of us. It is only as we learn the way of humility and obedience that we can counter the pull of the world, which always places wealth and power as ultimate values. What really matters is stated in today's song. And this was said to David: "If your sons keep my covenant and my decrees, they shall teach them. That I shall teach them, excuse me, their sons forevermore will sit on your throne." The kingdom that is eternal is the kingdom of David, because it's this kingdom that finds its fulfillment in King Jesus. And here's an interesting thing. Jesus, like Joash, was hidden from one who wanted him so that he could then reign in holiness and righteousness. Remember, I've said many times, the New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed by the New. This is such a story of revelation. Thanks be to God
that this story is our story.